And so we've heard that President Jacob Zuma has left the residential, his presidential residence, and on his way to, we assume, to Union Buildings. And so there's quite an uncertainty in the country at the moment. And so to try and get some clarity, we speak to Father Peter John Pearson from the Catholic Parliamentary Liaison Office. Father Peter John.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And so I assume you've been following the news now, trying to get a sense of what is happening.
Yes, indeed. I think the whole country has been gripped in this saga of the president's imminent departure. Well, we hope an imminent departure. We have to wait and see. But it is an interesting, I mean, it's an interesting moment. I think whether he goes willingly or whether Parliament has to kick him out, it's been an interesting moment politically, interesting moment for democracy. It has shown that whatever route he takes, democracy is strong in this country.
Yes.
People's voices have been heard. There's robust political engagement. There's robust party engagement. The institutions of democracy are strong, and that's been an important lesson of this moment. No matter what he says or doesn't say, when he makes his speech very shortly.
Now, for the Peter John, perhaps the question is, what are the options? Okay, so recalling is, of course, one of the options. Or he could have resigned even before that recall. And if he says, okay, I'm not going anywhere, I'm not even listening to this recall business, then what? Where to from here?
Well, then Parliament could have could kick into action, and it could be a vote of no confidence could be had, and that is then he and the whole government would have to resign. The cabinet, the deputy president, would all have to resign with him. And that is an option, I believe, from what I hear, that plans are in place for that to happen. And we know that the EFF have called for a vote of no confidence, and that they have now asked for it to be brought forward. The speaker had given them the date of the 22nd, and that could, and they've now asked to be brought forward. The speaker has asked for a little bit more time to reconsider it, and that might be one of the orders of business that the chief whips will deal with even as we speak. They're meeting in Cape Town, and then, as you know, there's a caucus meeting at 10:30 this morning.
Yes.
The cabinet meeting has been postponed, so it looks as if there is a move that could possibly prepare Parliament for a no a motion of no confidence. It is unlikely, knowing the culture of the ANC, and I suppose from a sort of party political perspective, it's unlikely that the ANC, who would now, I think, use a vote of no confidence to get rid of the president, because once Parliament has a vote of no confidence, he doesn't have an option. He has to go then.
Yes.
And as I say, within the entire cabinet. So and that would mean the speaker would be take up the reins of the presidency for no more than 30 days, during which time the House will have an opportunity to elect somebody.
Yes.
But I think that that the, as I was going to say, the political culture is such that the ANC would not want to do that on the back of the opposition's a vote of no confidence motion, because that would then always mean that it was the opposition that got rid of the president, and it would always leave the mark that the ANC
couldn't do anything
themselves, and therefore needed that. And no party would want that to happen. Every opposition party, of course, by contrast, would want that to happen. So those are the options. There could be an impeachment, but there you would need two-thirds of the House, and that's going to be more difficult. It is more drastic in terms of what he is not able to take with him in terms of pensions and that. But I don't think that's coming into play just yet. I think the more likely scenario would be the vote of no confidence.
Okay, so that's what it is. And I wonder what would be the, you know, what we expecting from the president this morning. What would be the expectations of the Catholic Parliamentary Liaison Office, and perhaps your own expectations, Father, when he makes his address this morning?
I think the bottom line is we don't know. The sensible, obvious response, given that he has said all along that he is a loyal, disciplined member of the ANC, that he abides by the rules of the ANC, would lead us to expect that he would offer his resignation unwillingly, unhappily, but that he would offer it. But this is Jacob Zuma we're dealing with. There is sufficient ground for believing, as some do, that he will dig in his heels, that he will publicly humiliate the deputy president of the country, that he will try to hold out publicly for a longer period of transition, that he would just be obstinate in this. He's a survivor. He's a tactician. He's all shown in many ways that he is prepared to go right to the brink of the abyss and negotiate once more from there. So, you know, while his statements would lead us to believe that he will do what he has said he will do, and that is resign, if that's what the party calls for, or that he will follow the recall now, as Mbeki did before him. But there has to be a measure of wait and see, because he is a man who goes right to the brink. He has a lot to gain from financially from trying to hold out for a few more months to get, for one, the nuclear deal through. I think we're waiting to see. We have no definite position on what he's going to do. I think, like the rest of the country, we're waiting with bated breath. I just hope he does the right thing, and as they've been saying, falls on his sword. It's the obvious, the cleanest thing to do. Anything other than that would show a huge disrespect for the party that he has served over many decades, and a great disrespect for the people of South Africa who have spoken and forced the party to do what they're doing now.
Now, Father Peter John, of course, the Hawks raided Gupta compound this morning, and they've apparently arrested one brother. Do you think they are trying to send a message?
I'm sure. Look, I think the environment since the December conference of the ANC, since the elective conference, has been has given a clear indication. The environment has given a very clear indication that there is going to be accountability, that there's a cleanup. The ANC, if they're going to have any future, they have to give the space that has become muddied over the last five more years. They have to clean up that space and show that South Africa is on a new page. And I think that is what's happening. We've seen it happen in a number of other spaces where, cases have been brought to the fore. Sean Abrams of the NPA says, well, I still need to give a verdict on what we're going to do with Zuma's charges. Before he would have, just shut up and been compliant. But there's a different environment, so there is a sending of a message to the world about the situation is different. So I think that's the first message that's been sent in answer to your question. I think that, many will argue that that is part of the pressure that's also mounting on the president, that, you'd better go. We are not using kid gloves in any of this. So I think there are two messages that are being sent to the president, but to the broader public and internationally in that action, yes.
And that's head of Catholic Parliamentary Liaison Office, Father Peter John Pearson. Father Peter John, your message to Catholics, as we're now waiting to exhale, especially now starting this period of Lent, this long journey to the resurrection, and with all these going on in the country?
I think my key message at this time, and the message that I think the Parliamentary Liaison Office would want to firstly reiterate to ourselves, and I think share with our sisters and brothers, is that we really live with the virtue of hope. We live with the virtue of hope, and that hope is constructed it's constructed through our own agency as well as an openness to the holy. We're moving in the period of self-reflection, we're moving in the period of cleansing, we're moving into a period of purification, and I think what we do in our own lives, we have to do in the public domain. We have to be part of creating that hope, we have to be part of the cleansing, the opening up of spaces, purification of our institutions, because that's what gives hope, and that's what offers a resurrection moment, a rebirth moment, for the country. So we look into our own lives, and that is always part of our Lenten discipline in a very pronounced way. It's part of our daily discipline, but it's also part of our Lenten discipline in a very pronounced way. But it's also part of our public and social responsibility. So what we do inside our own hearts and in our sacred space deep inside, we also do in the public domain, and that is a means of generating hope, of creating a resurrection. So that would be my kind of prayer for all of us at this time.
Thank you very much, Father Peter John, and we speak again sometime next week.
Indeed, we do. Indeed,
God bless.
I look forward to that.
And that's the head of CPLO, Catholic Parliamentary Liaison Office, for the Peter John Pearson.